This is WKSU News. I'm Sarah Taylor. John Kasich has been getting a lot of attention as a speaker at the Democratic National Convention this week. But there's another Ohioan who has a starring role as well. Portage County Commissioner Kathleen Clyde is one of 17 Democrats designated as rising stars. They will deliver a joint keynote speech Tuesday night. We spoke with the former state representative who narrowly lost a bid for Secretary of State in 2018. Kathleen, congratulations. What an honor.
Thank you so much. I'm so glad to get to do this. And Ohio deserves this recognition at our once every 4 years party convention.
So how did you come to be selected as one of these 17 rising stars, along with national figures like Georgia gubernatorial candidate Stacey Abrams and Pennsylvania Congressman Connor Lamb?
It's a mixture of legislators, members of Congress, and then a couple local officials in the mix. I think this invitation came about because Joe Biden recognizes the importance of Ohio in sending him to the White House. I think that because of extreme gerrymandering and money in our political system that weighs heavily toward the GOP, I think people may think this state is more Republican than it actually is, but Joe Biden sees past those cynical parts of our system and sees promise here for doing well with our voters who want and deserve much better from our president and commander in chief.
Some polling does show that he is, in fact, ahead in Ohio right now. How much confidence do you have in those numbers?
I have a lot of confidence in those numbers. I got involved with Vice President Biden's campaign early on, in part because he's been to Ohio. Ohio voters know him. He was part of a ticket that won Ohio twice. And I think that he's the kind of candidate that cares about us here, that cares about our issues, and can do well here in the Buckeye State.
So what does it mean to be a rising star in the Democratic Party?
That's a good question. I think for the people on the list, I think it signifies that there's a new generation of leaders ready to step up. There are a lot of great leaders like the vice president. Joe Biden realizes that he has a torch to pass on at some point, not in the too distant future, but I think he sees a lot of promise out here in the states and in our local communities with Democratic leaders that are in the trenches, working hard, standing up for Democratic values. And we appreciate a leader like Joe Biden who looks out for us and wants to nurture that next generation of leaders. And that's what I think this group is really about.
There are 17 of you, so I imagine you get a very limited amount of time, right?
That's right. I think it will be brief. I've been telling people, make sure you don't blink when you're watching tonight, because it's hard to split that time. But no matter what amount of time it comes out to, I'm so proud to get included. I know that it's especially challenging for the DNC this year. It's a virtual convention. They made the right decision to protect all of our leaders and our activists and Democrats and to make this a virtual convention. But I know that they lost, I think it was 16 hours of speaker time because of this change. So I'm glad to get my minute in there. And again, it's an impressive group to get to be paired with. I'm inspired by them and so proud to get to represent Ohio in this way.
A minute sure goes by fast. How did you craft the message that you shared?
It was a joint speech. And I think what they'll do is when they get it all back to the editing room, certain people will get certain pieces depending on how it sounds, how the tape works together. So I definitely recorded more than what will be shown. But I'm confident that they'll do a nice job with the editing process. And they literally shipped me video equipment. I had a staff person help me shoot it, and then we packed it back up and sent it on to the next person. So it was a very interesting process. I feel like there'll never be another convention like this. But it was fun to get to do, and I can't wait to see the finished product.
That's Portage County Commissioner Kathleen Clyde, who will be among 17 Democratic Party rising stars delivering a joint keynote address tonight at the party's convention that's being held virtually this year due to the coronavirus pandemic. I'm Sarah Taylor, 89.7 WKSU.